As promised, we are joined by the driver of the number 12, Menards Ford Mustang 14 Penske. He won at Talladega yesterday. Unbelievable finish to that race by 0.007 seconds. First win of the season, fourth career cup win. Yesterday's win clinches, fourth consecutive playoff berth for my guest. He is third in the point or series point standings. For the first time ever, the NASCAR Cup Series will hold two cup events on back-to-back days, Saturday and Sunday. You've got the Pocono Organics 325 on Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And then you've got the Pocono 350 on Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern on FS1. So it's going to be a big weekend. We are joined by Ryan Blaney. Ryan, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Ryan, great to have you on, especially after yesterday. Well, any day, but especially after yesterday. What an amazing win that was at Talladega. Can you take me through the final moments as cars are bumping into each other? Everybody's battling for that win. What's going through your head in those final seconds?
Yeah, you know, any race at Talladega or, you know, any super speedway is always going to be exciting. Just we're so close to each other and, you know, you're fighting for inches and you have moments to react. And you know, in our position, when we came off of turn four, we were kind of too far ahead. I didn't really have any drafting help. So it's that time you're just trying to block the runs that are coming to you. And it's just what you got to do. And, you know, there was some beating and banging there coming to the line. But, you know, at that time, it's you know, the gloves are off and you got to do what you got to do to win. Any competitor will tell you that. So it was an exciting race, exciting finish. It was nice that we were on the good end of it for sure. And winning by 2 or 3 inches is definitely really exciting. You definitely get your heart going.
We're talking to Ryan Blaney. I was going to say, you and the team have been running really well of late. You've been knocking on the door for a win for the past three races leading up to yesterday. So you touched on this, but how good did it feel to punch that one in and get that win when you had been running as well as you had and come so close?
Yeah. We've been, you know, really fast all year. We've been had really fast race cars and been so close, especially the last month and a half. We've had some great finishes and, we've been, like you said, knocking on the door of our first one of the year and just haven't quite been able to pull it off. And it was nice to finally get one yesterday and just get that zero out of that column. And hopefully this opens up, you know, the floodgates for many more to come this year. But it's just been, you know, being with a new team this year, a new group of guys, is it's taken a little bit to get used to, you know, especially with no practice now, with the way everything's working. It's hard to get a feel for everybody, you know, and it just takes time. But I've been fortunate. I've been having a blast this year, and I think we've been really strong. It's just a matter of, you know, cleaning a few things up, and hopefully we can keep rattling off wins and good finishes here in the regular season that, you know, lead us to the playoffs.
See, Ryan, that's the thing. It seems to me that, I mean, you talked about the challenge of coming together with a new team, but the fact of the matter is you're having a really good year and running really well, and you are with a new team. You're with your first season with crew chief Todd Gordon. It seems like it looks easy. I know it's not, but how have the two of you been able to get on the same page as quickly as you have?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's, you know, we had the first four races of the year with normal schedule, and then, you know, the virus happened, and with just showing up and racing now, that's hard to get good communication going. You know, through practice, you can really get a feel for each other and, okay, what he figured out what I like with the race cars. I figure out what he likes to change on them, and you got to get your own communication. So, and that just takes time. But, you know, with me and Todd, that's been really quick. It's been a really quick learning curve. We get each other and, you know, we kind of have our own language when it comes to the cars, which just works. And, like I said, he's a great, great crew chief. He's a championship crew chief. That whole group won the championship a couple of years ago. So just a really great group of guys. But, you know, yeah, it's definitely been nice to fire off the season really strong. And you just hope that it keeps getting better and better as you keep getting to know each other.
Ryan Blaney with an amazing win yesterday. Of course, before the race, there was that incredibly powerful scene where all the drivers pushed Bubba Wallace's car to the front. You and Bubba have been friends for a long time. Let me ask, what kind of emotions did you have when Bubba told you about that noose in the garage on Sunday?
Yeah, the pre-race was definitely a special moment to be a part of. You know, with not only the drivers coming together and showing their support, but the crew members, NASCAR, the fans that were there, you know, showing their support for Darrell was just nice to be a part of. And it just shows that, you know, we're all in this together. It goes away from a competitive and a sports standpoint. That's just humanity, you know, and caring for your fellow human being. And, you know, you hope that other people around the world and around this country, you know, see that and learn from it. But when he, you know, when I found out about that incident that happened, I was obviously really hurt for him. And I've known Bubba for 15 years, and he's been one of my best friends along the way, and I've always supported him and always will support him till the end of time. But I know he was hurt by it, and I just don't understand the how someone can have hatred like that in their heart, you know, to do something like that. But I think the way that, you know, you fight it is showing that you're not going to back down, and he's done a great job in not backing down and really voicing himself and just really, you know, supporting movements that are going on right now. So it's been nice to, you know, be a part of it with him and learn, you know, from him and things like that. But it's a special moment before the race. That was really nice to be a part of, and I hope you know, people can learn from that, you know, around the world, and just support your fellow human being, man. That's what it takes. You just have to. We're all in it together, and we wanted to show that yesterday. And like I said, just a special moment to be a part of with him and all the other drivers.
Absolutely right. Ryan, one quick follow. After the race, you said that you and the drivers wanted to show, quote, "We're not going to take it anymore. I'm getting sick of this bleep," end quote. Does it feel like this was a really significant moment for the sport?
I think so. You know, I mean, I definitely think so. It's just, you know, the support that the sport has given and Bubba's given to, you know, recent events that's happened in the country, you know, the past 3 or 4 weeks. You know, we just want to show our support that, like I said, it just goes back to supporting your fellow human being. And, you know, no matter where you come from, no matter what color skin you are, we're all on the planet Earth, and you all have to, everyone has to get along and things like that. So I think, you know, people coming together is the best way to just overcome, you know, hatred in the world and in the country. And, you know, so I definitely think we just, you know, want to do what's right. You know, we're not doing it for publicity. We're not doing it for anything like that. It's just doing what's right and standing up for what you think is right, on the humanity side. So, I thought, like I said, it just goes back to, it was a really special moment yesterday. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to be behind my buddy 100% along the way.
I appreciate your thoughts. Before you go, this Saturday and Sunday is the first time ever that the Cup Series is going to host two Cup events on back-to-back days. It's going to be a challenging weekend, an exciting weekend. What kind of thoughts do you have when you think about the weekend?
Yeah, it'll be a really special weekend for sure. Like you said, it's the first time we're, you know, doing a doubleheader and Cup races at the same track, you know, Saturday, Sunday. And they're inverting, you know, the top 20 in the field after Saturday's race. So that'll be a big shakeup in the starting lineup for Sunday. So I think it'd be great. You know, it's a shame we can't have a stands packed full of fans like we were looking forward to. But, you know, I think it'll be great to watch on TV. The races are a little bit shorter, so it'll be a little bit more of a quick dash to the finish. And Pocono puts on a great race, too. It's a really unique, big triangle racetrack, and no corner's the same. So I'm excited for it. It'll be definitely an interesting one, running the same car both days, and hopefully you don't tear your car up on Saturday and have to fix it for Sunday. But I hope everyone enjoys it. I know I will.
All right, so last thought, you've had success there, and like you said, it's different running without the fans, but as everybody knows, you are an aspiring Jedi. Take me inside. What is the mindset that you have to have, especially at the end in those tight finishes? How are you able to stay so focused during those pressure-packed moments?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's you live to be a competitor, you know, in any sport that you do. And, you know, at those racetracks, that when it's coming down to crunch time, there's a lot of things happening, you know, and you have split second to make a decision, and you hope it's the right decision. You'll make wrong decisions sometimes, but you try to learn from those. But everything just happens so fast. You know, you have a split second to make your mind up and what you're going to do, and you hope it's the right move to make. So your mind's just always thinking ahead. You know, I think that's the best thing you can do, is always thinking towards, you know, 30 feet ahead of you instead of right where you're at. That's just kind of how you have to think. And sometimes they work for you, sometimes they don't, but you just try to get better at it and do the best you can. But it's definitely exciting. And I've been fortunate to be a part of it, you know, for many years, the racing side of it. And just what I live for is what I grew up watching my dad do. And really fortunate to be a part of it nowadays.
There you go. For the first time ever, the NASCAR Cup Series is going to hold two Cup events back-to-back. On Saturday and Sunday, you've got the Pocono Organics 325 on Saturday, the Pocono 350 on Sunday. Ryan Blaney is the driver of the number 12 Menards Ford Mustang for Team Penske. Ryan, great win yesterday. Great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Oh, thanks, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Great to have you, Ryan. Well done. I want to thank him for that. I want to thank my guy, Matt Chesluck, for making that happen. My guy, Matt. What's up, Matt? Good looking out, Matt. Thank you very much. Ryan, thanks to you, too. Quite a day at the track yesterday. And again, they're going to go back-to-back this coming weekend. First time ever.